The time now, 21 minutes past eight. For months, if not years, Nick Clegg and the Liberal Democrats have been the butt of jokes of satirists and comedians. But then came that game-changing debate. The singer-songwriter Tom Lehrer once said, satire died the day Henry Kissinger got the Nobel Peace Prize. So how is Private Eye, the country's leading satirical magazine, covering this extraordinary election and coping with Cleggmania? Andrew Hoskin has been to the domain of Lord Gnome to find out.
Woke up this morning, feeling quite sinister. I dream Mandelson was the British Prime Minister. Got them coded.
On the piano, Francis Ween, deputy editor of Private Eye. Editor Ian Hislop is in the chair which was once Robert Maxwell's. Friday morning, and the editor meets joke writing team Nev Fountain and Tom Jameson. The severity of the press attack on Nick Clegg has surprised everyone.
There's a fact that they're trying to demonise. To demonise him, he's just such a cunning little guy. You can't demonise a Liberal Democrat.
No.
Not since the days of Jeremy Thorpe can you demonise a Liberal.
It's like trying to make koalas evil. It's not a good thing to do.
You don't think it's going to work. The shocking truth, your joke was that the truth is that he's not a Conservative and he's going to try and be Prime Minister, which is pretty shocking.
The prospects of a change of government means that this edition may see the last of the long-running Gordon Brown gags, mainly the Bruneite strip and the Supreme Leader column.
Are you already thinking ahead to what happens if Gordon Brown is ousted as Prime Minister?
Generally, the ideas tend to come when it happens. And the idea for Blair being a vicar was literally when he walked into Number 10 carrying his guitar. And we all sat around thinking, it's the new curate. And he's going to sing Kumbaya when he gets in there. I think the Stalinist directive, which has, I mean, done us very well, but I think that may be all over.
Will you miss it?
Oh, you always miss a joke you've liked, but we've got to come up with some new ideas. And so have they, let's be honest.
Coalition blues. Coalition blues.
Oh, this is Cameron's idea for the civic service. The idea is that civil servants will get promoted if they do good deeds in the community.
Investigative reporter Richard Brooks has been looking at the stories behind the manifestos.
Well, that's right. They don't like the idea of David Cameron telling them what to do at the weekend. So he's agreed that they can have time off to do it.
During the day?
During the day, that's right.
What, so when you ring them up, they might be out?
That's right, yeah.
Jane McKenzie, another Eye reporter, is in charge of election balls, a special feature highlighting mistakes in campaign literature.
The readers spot some fantastic things going on out there. There's a story from Chorley, where they sent out 3,000 leaflets saying, vote for Mr. First Name, Last Name. Having failed to fill it in.
I'm Barry Fantoni. I've been here for... Professor, I forgot that. And I invented this thing called Coleman Balls some years ago. This issue, we've got election Coleman Balls. So as well as the regular Coleman Balls, we've got election Coleman Balls. And there's three of them. And Nick Clegg says, I am not a man of faith, but my wife is. Ed Ball says, if you are a widow, for whatever reason... And David Cameron says, every time I visit Iraq or Afghanistan, I am blown away.
Prime Minister got them coalition blues. Coalition blues.
Monday morning, press day, and that final editorial conference in the editor's office. Francis Ween has some intelligence on journalist Christopher Hitchens.
Well, the place that Hitch is now boasting about this, he says, do you realise that two of my former interns are now leading British politics, David Miliband and Nick Clegg? But actually, until about a year or two ago, a couple of years ago, when Nick Clegg became leader of the Lib Dems, Hitch had no memory of him at all. And then when he became leader of the Liberals, people said, oh, he worked at The Nation. Christopher Hitchens must remember him. And they wrote, no, never heard of him. I'm sure I must have spoken to him, but I don't recall him at all. Whereas he's now, yes. One of my boys.
Well, these are the newspaper parodies. The Daily Mail saying voting for Clegg will give you cancer and cause collapse in house prices. On other pages, coloured Daleks coming over here taking our jobs.
There's consensus on the front cover, a photo of the three leaders at one of the debates. The Eye team now has to decide the caption. Inspiration eventually strikes former editor Richard Ingrams.
You know, that vote Clegg, get Cameron.
Yes.
Vote Brown, get... Stuff. That sounded...
There's also a three for two offer.
Vote for one, get one free.
Gag writer and cartoonist Nick Newman makes last-minute changes to his strip, Lord Snooty and Chums, which parodies David Cameron's Tories.
There's a line there which is, it's neck and nick, which I think is the situation at the moment as we go to press.
Nothing's beyond satire. People always say, oh, satire died, you know, when Kissinger got the Peace Prize. You think, well, I should read some history. I'm sure Juvenal thought in the first century, yeah, it's all over now, we've had a change of emperor.
You know, every election, people say, is at the end of the magazine. And something always comes up. Luckily, politicians keep being vain and stupid and making mistakes. We all suffer, but at least we do some jokes about it.
Whoever you may choose, Gordon Brown is gonna lose.
And you can see an audio slideshow of Andrew's visit to the inner sanctum of Private Eye on our website. You know the address, bbc.co.uk/today.